Day 7 of our 32 for 32 begins with the Cleveland Browns, and for a team that went 5-11 last year and having one of the worst defenses in all of the NFL, it really was the focus was to start with or to draft defense, and actually out of their 5 picks they picked 5 defensive players, including Barkevico, the defensive lineman at LSU. How are we doing today, guys?
Doing pretty good. And actually, their last pick was a offensive tackle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was 4 out of the 5.
Doing well.
Yeah. Doing good though.
Good. Let's talk about the defense and see. Do you think with the signing of Barkevious Mingo, especially as a high of a pick as he is, how big of an impact is he going to have on this year's team?
It couldn't be any worse.
Well, I mean, he's gonna definitely improve him, because, I mean, not just because he's a high draft pick, because that doesn't always mean anything. I mean, Jamarcus Russell's a big example there, but, I mean, for the most part, it's gonna help solidify a position that was kind of up in the air for the last few years for them, is solidifying a good pass rusher from the linebacker core, as long as you could also have somebody who could drop back, because every team kind of needs that Ray Lewis-like guy, but they were kind of lacking that over the past few years.
Yeah, I think he definitely adds to the defense. He's going to make them better. How big of an impact he's going to have in his rookie season, it's really to be determined. You really don't know what these rookies are going to bring to the table off of what they did in college, because the level of talent is so much different in the NFL than it is in college, and it's just quicker. You're going to have to see how fast this guy adapts to the game, and that's really going to have a huge bearing on how effective he is.
But then again, according to a lot of people down where, you know, all of us live, he came out of LSU and came out of the SEC, so therefore he's got an advantage. But I digress. talk about the offense real quick. I mean, they didn't really focus on the offense in the draft, and really in free agency, I mean, the pickups weren't that impressive. But you have to look at Brandon Weeden coming back for his second season and say that he's got to have some kind of stability added to this offense.
I mean, definitely. To me, he's not just the key to the whole offense, but I think he's due for a breakout, and he is their best option. Even though they signed Jason Campbell, who is a good solid backup and has all this experience, he doesn't win a lot of games. He's more of a game manager and not a playmaker.
Jason.
So to me, Weeden is the whole answer to them turning around they're averaging 5-11 in the past 5 years. It's been 5-11 3 times, 4-12 twice. I think this year they're going to bounce back a little more than that, and it's all on the shoulders of Whedon's arm.
Yeah, Jason Campbell was a free agent for a reason. He didn't go to nobody else for a reason. Did nobody else fairly back up material? That's my personal opinion.
I think the health of Trent Richardson and Montario Hardesty, both of them staying healthy this year and helping in the rushing game, I think is going to take a lot of pressure off of Brandon Weeden. And that's really what you want on your young quarterback, is to not have to have, you know, all the pressure on his shoulders, to be able to put a little bit of that, you know, workload on your rushing attack. And if Trent Richardson can stay healthy, then I think that's going to be very, very good for Brandon Weeden.
But their schedule is ridiculous, though.
Yeah, two points of interest that are completely off, but just simply because we're talking about running backs, and then I'll come back. First of all, Trent Richardson's old teammate Eddie Lacy came into camp, and if you guys haven't seen the pictures of him in camp, you really need to. A lot of people are comparing him to and I completely forgot his
Jamarcus
name.
Jamarcus Russell.
Well, Jamarcus Russell is one of them, but I mean, he is completely out of shape, it looks like. I mean, he gained probably 50 pounds, it seems like, and it was all in his gut. The second point of interest that we have to talk about, just briefly, because there's really not much more that we can talk about with the Browns, is...
Hey, there's still plenty of stuff on the Browns, but go ahead.
But it's the story that came out today of Adrian Peterson saying that he will break Emmitt Smith's record, all-time rushing record, by 2017, week 16.
I think that's pretty accurate. That's pretty close.
Yeah. If he stays healthy, there's no reason.
Well, according to what I was adding up in my head earlier, he's going to have to average 2,200 yards a season to match that.
But that's not out of reach for somebody like him. I mean, after last year, I don't know. I think the stars are the limit. It's not even the guy with this guy.
All right, well, let's talk about the schedule real quick that Daniel just touched on a little bit. And there's one primetime game, and that's against the Bills in Week 5, and that's a Thursday night game. I'm not joking at all.
Really? The Browns, the Bills. We have a Browns and Bills primetime game?
Yeah. It's a Thursday night NFL Network game.
So, Browns fans, definitely you want to check out the NFL Network that day. It's going to be an exhibition for Cleveland.
Yeah,
I would rather watch middle school football.
Wow.
You will be watching middle school football if you watch that.
Point.
Wow, that was low.
Bryce, let's start with you, because I think you and I are probably on the same page, but on this, because I think Jeremy's a little bit higher up than I think you and I are. But let's talk. What's your predictions for this season?
I would say they're going to stay around the same. I would say a 4 to 5 win season is in the realm of possibility. Possible to get up to 6 wins, highly unlikely, but I see this year kind of, you know, staying with the status quo the past few years. I say a 4 or 5 win season is going to be it for them.
Daniel.
I see 3 and maybe 4. I see them beating the Bills. I see them beating the Jags, and I see them beating the Jets. Outside of that, they're getting demolished the rest of the season. Maybe the Dolphins, but the Dolphins have improved dramatically since last year, I think. So yeah, I don't see them beating nobody else.
Jeremy.
To me, it all down to, like I said, Whedon can out, which Greg Little will help with that if he's there. But to me, the key to Whedon leading this team to the 6-10, possibly even on the absolute best they can shoot for is 8-8. But the only way that's going to happen is if their left tackle, Joe Thomas, who's probably the best athlete on the team, can actually keep up the pace he's doing. He's probably one of the most unknown offensive linemen ever. But I give them conservatively 6-10 with the potential to be up to 8-8.
Where do you see these 6? I'm curious, where do you see these 6? Like, looking at the schedule, I barely see 4.
Well, even last year, I believe they split the series with the Bengals, so I think they're going to do the same thing this year.
Didn't they split the season with the Steelers, or am I incorrect on that?
Which is also possible this year, even though we predicted yesterday the Steelers back a little bit. It could easily split the series with all this.
Yep. I'm gonna go at 3-13, 4-12. I'm with Daniel on this. I really think that this schedule is really tough. I mean, the Dolphins is probably gonna be that split that I think Daniel and I are looking at, the possible of the fourth win, but that's at home. So that's the only thing that we could change between a 3-13 and a 4-12. But I think that's it. Bryce, what we got tomorrow, bud?
Tomorrow we have the defending world champion Baltimore Ravens. Although the roster doesn't look like it, it is the same team that won the Super Bowl last year.
At least they're in the same color shirts, right?
Minus Pitta, who is out for the season.
Yep.
But we'll that and more tomorrow.
All right. Well, for Jeremy, Daniel, and Bryce, I'm Billy, guys, and this has been Sports Club.
We'll see you.
I'm waving.